Proclamation number 0928 of 25th of May, 1939. Battle of Faith. Method. Criticism. God's protection. The battle for the souls is such a difficult and responsible one that every effort must be made if the erring souls are not to be lost forever. And thus the Lord has wisely decreed that all assistance shall be granted to them where they struggle for knowledge, and all grants of grace shall be expressed where only the slightest will strives towards the truth. This is the basic realization from which it must be obvious to you humans that only God's infinite love is always at work to redeem humanity and therefore also works so extraordinarily. In the near future, everyone will have to struggle to remain true to himself. He will first have to fight the battle of faith with himself and will have to ask God for great strength to stand firm when everything around him threatens to falter. Likewise, a general obvious method of struggle will be used, which will hostile and persecute every spiritual direction that has not passed through the supreme criticism. The last attempt will be to try to determine people, regardless of denomination, to renounce the old doctrine and join a new direction which, however, contradicts Christ's teaching and must therefore have a ruinous effect on humanity. The general spiritual decline will be the reason why no great resistance will oppose this endeavor, and the hardship will be ever greater since the soul will distance itself ever further from the only truth and therefore also from the eternal deity. For humanity's aim is complete detachment but not unification with him. The consequences of this effort will be all the more dreadful, because the gulf that separates people from the truth and correct recognition is getting bigger and bigger. Notwithstanding this, the bearers of power are presumed to intervene in divine activity. And anyone who willingly serves him and works to instruct erring souls will likewise be protected on all his paths and may always be certain of divine protection. For the world is incapable of destroying divine will, even though it constantly strives towards spiritual downfall. Where God's will opposes its beginning, even the greatest ruler will be powerless, whereas the human being who is willing to serve God and submits to divine will be extremely strong and resistant. The human being can certainly err and be guilty of the greatest sin by allowing himself to act against divine wisdom, yet the world will truly not reward him such that he would benefit from it forever. But following the divine instructions will result in all thousand blessings, for all souls who are shown the right path upwards will thank their saviors for all eternity, and their gratitude will truly be a reward which exceeds all earthly rewards a thousandfold. Amen.